Hello.
Oh, hi, Ed. It's Tina again from Local Splash.
Yes.
Hi. So they told me to call you, and they said that you're going to be getting a text message from Google with a code on it. Once you get that code, just get it back to us. So if it comes,
okay. So they're not going to be sending a they're not going to be sending a postcard then, right? They're going to just verify it through this way.
They might still send the postcard because you already initiated that. Remember, you said that they said it was on its way. But if it comes, you can just disregard it because they're offering a text code right now.
Okay. All right. Very good.
Okay.
So,
yeah. So if you get that, you can just reply to my text or reply to my email, and then I can get it over to that department. Okay.
Well, the problem is your text is like the same as Andy's and everybody else's. So unless you send me a separate text with a different number on it, I won't have that. That won't be different. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I'm sorry. They said this isn't for the Google business page. This is for the website domain. So they're going to send you a code for that. So how about I just send you another email that says, hello, Ed, and when you get it, you reply to
that. Oh, no, no. The email is fine. I'm talking about the text. If you did it by text,
okay.
It would go out to everybody. You know what I'm saying? Because you're on the same number.
Yeah, our system is designed to send it to the person, the last person that texted you, but it doesn't always work 100%. So if you just reply to this email that says, hello, Ed, again, like we did with the pictures, then I know for sure I'll get it. So let's just
okay,
see if that
would
be safe.
I just got a text message from you guys, so I'm driving.
Okay, good. Okay, so
was that it?
That was it, yeah, because Kelly, she's in the Google verification department. She told me that Steve, who's the guy that's working on the website, was going to trigger a text to be sent for you. So she
hold
asked
on.
Me to call you, see if you could get it.
Oh, boy. Hold on. I got to pull over and... Doesn't say, I don't see a code on here.
Okay.
Says Local Splash Edward to fully customize your listings. Send us your logo and photos. What the hell? Come on.
No, that's not it. Because I already can disregard that text. Oh, he hasn't sent it yet. Good. Okay. She just told me. So that's just the generic one that they send you after the client interview. But remember, you already sent me the photos and your logo is on the screenshots. So you can disregard that one. So, I sent you a new email that says, hello, Ed. So once you get that, just do me a favor and reply with the code that's in the new, that you're getting from the next text.
Okay, now do you folks get your panties all in a bunch if the logo has contact information on it?
No, it shouldn't. Why? Do you want your contact information on the logo or do you want
to
prefer it not?
Yeah, I mean, I believe a logo should convey information, not just, you know, like a Nike swish. What the heck?
Yeah. So... Okay, so let me just, I'm gonna let Steve know that I sent those emails over with your screenshots to the support email group, and then I will let him know that as soon as you get the COD text, which is the text that's gonna help him to go in and start building the site, that you're going to just reply to me by email. So then I'll send that number over to him too, okay?
Yeah, and I'm gonna send you my logo. Also later on, which is just pretty much like one of it'll look just like with the other stuff, but it's just a standalone. So that'll be my logo.
Okay.
There'll be actually two different things. One will be like a handshake with money in the background. That will be the secondary. The primary is the one with my name and the website and everything on it. That's the primary logo.
Okay.
I'll send you both.
So for now, we'll use the one that says real estate with the dollar sign being the S, Solutions for You LLC with the little house that has like a handshake in the middle and the two houses, right? The one that's on the, the screen.
That's the secondary one.
Okay.
So like I said, the handshake is the secondary one. I'll send you the primary one later on.
Okay. Sounds perfect. Okay, so I'm following you now. So, okay, well, I'll get this over to Steve. Let's see. She's asking me if he should send it now. So since you pulled over, maybe if he sends it now, that would help.
I'm still driving because you already told me they didn't send it. So,
okay.
Go ahead, send it. Go ahead and send it.
He sent, I texted her to let him know to send it, so he's sending it.
Okay, I just got a text message.
Good, okay, so let me know what it is.
Hold on. Something about GoDaddy code for login?
That might be it. What does it say?
Yeah, but I gave you all that stuff. Before. Remember?
But there's not a new code on there, right?
Hold on. I gotta, like I said, I'm driving and look at this crap. Is that for the GoDaddy verification for login?
I think so. Is there a code?
701. So 701082.
701082, correct?
Yep.
Okay, good. I just got that over to him. So he said that code was accepted. So you're all good to go for now. And then I'll let him know that this is a secondary logo. You're going to send me over the main logo when you have a moment, okay?
Yeah, it'll probably be a couple hours for sure.
Okay, no problem. At least he has something to work on for now, okay?
Okay.
Okay, all right, good. Well, have a good evening.
And then you got the everything from, what's her name? You said her name
Maria.
Was Maria, but she said her name was Emma.
Oh, huh. Well, in our system it says Maria, unless Emma is her nickname or something. That happened
Maybe.
With us. Yeah, we have a fella here. His name is Jazz, like a musical Jazz. And he always calls himself John because he thinks it's too difficult over the phone to call himself Jazz. So maybe she just goes by Emma. I don't know. But on our system, it says Marie. So, yeah, so go for
it. All right.
I got a question for you.
Speaking of nicknames, we ever come up with Dick out of Richard,
exactly. You know what's so funny is my grandfather's name in Denmark, his name was Richard Rasmussen, and I didn't know that as a kid, that the nickname for Richard was Dick. And so I remember one time when my daughter was younger, she went to an old person's facility for Christmas just to bring presents and share joy. And they said, you have to sit with someone and get to know them. And she came home and she was fire red in her face and so embarrassed. I said, what's wrong? Well, the man that I met, he was nice and he was so sweet and he had three kids. And she was telling me, but his name. And like, she couldn't even say it. She was so embarrassed, you know? And then when she finally told me, I'm like, well, that's your grandfather's name. I mean, we never used the nickname. We used Richard, but where did it come from? It makes no sense.
No. And I worked with a guy whose name was Richard for 16 years. And I told him, I said, if I call you Dick, that means I'm mad at you.
Yeah. With that name, you shorten it. When you're mad, rather than you lengthen it, like when kids are little, they add the middle name and everything in the last name. But no, with that name, you have to shorten it.
Yeah, it's like how did we do that? I mean, you know, Lawrence, Larry, and then
Yep. Even William and Bill are like a little bit unusual. Why wouldn't it be Will? It turns into Bill, you know. It's so funny. But okay, well, thank you for being so flexible with that. I know you're driving, so I got that over, and that's all we need for now. So if I need anything else, I'll call you. Okay.
what is the realistic time that you think that this website will be active?
The website's going to launch first, so that's going to be up probably within 3 to 7 days for sure. But it's the Google verification that's going to take a little bit longer. But it's a good news that you got that email asking for the ownership. And she spoke with the fella at that department. His name is James that sent that request out. And he said he would send you another one requesting manager. So you're going to get, if you, it might be in your inbox already, but when you see the new one requesting to add Local Splash as manager, you can go ahead and accept it, okay?
Well, if that's the case, then we don't have to worry about waiting for, because they already know I'm the owner of it. Because I already, they already asked me, am I going to be the owner? Yep, I clicked onto that, so.
Yeah, that makes sense. So he said he'd send another one asking for the managerial access. So I'll just follow up with him and make sure that he got it. If you know, you got an email and you need to accept it or something and it didn't go through, I can call you back maybe tomorrow. But I'll just make sure that, you know, that that goes through. That way we don't have any hiccups, okay? All right. So you're good to go, Mr. Edward. Have a good evening. Stay out of trouble, okay?
He didn't call me Mr. Ed, so I can't even do my invitation. Wilbur.
That's awesome. Hey, I'm not going to forget you now. I'm going to think of Mr. Ed in my mind when I talk to you.
If you want something funny to look at, go to YouTube. And then type in, Mr. Ed plays baseball.
Okay, I'll do that after work. We don't do YouTube during work hours.
Right, I know, I'm just saying, right.
I'll do Mr. Ed plays baseball, and I'll look at, okay, I'll do that.
And then, I know when you call me the next time, you'll be laughing about that.
Okay, well, we have a deal. I promise you I will look that up later today, okay?
Very good.
All right. Have a good evening, Ed.
I got one joke for you.
Okay, go for it.
You know, last night I had such a strange dream.
You did?
I did. I dreamt I was a muffler. I woke up exhausted.
Good night. That's good. Thanks for the joke. I love it. Have a good evening.
Sorry for the cornball stuff, but that's what I specialize in, cornball humor.
It's good, Mr. Cornball. I love it. Have a good evening.
Okay, well, bye-bye. Good night.
Good night. Bye.